Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to parliament and the assembly of experts over the weekend to act in the interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president, long time ago, probably about 15, 16 years ago. So he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many seats in the Iranian elections. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians as a ceasefire enters a third day. It began Saturday, and despite multiple claims of violations, the truce has largely held. Less than an hour before the deal went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the truce. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says peace talks might resume March 7th if the ceasefire holds. Two huge explosions Sunday rocked the center of the city of Baidoa in Somalia. That's about 245 kilometers west of Mogadishu, the capital. 13 people, at least that many, are dead. No immediate claim of responsibility, but Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for similar attacks. This is VOA News.